ACT stands for Act to Prevent Trafficking, and it's a group of international religious, male and female, who are working against trafficking in people. So the APT stands for Act to Prevent Trafficking.
Mm. And is trafficking a big problem in Ireland?
Trafficking is a big problem everywhere in the world, but at the moment we're really only learning about what trafficking is. It has become more to the fore since the 1990s. And although trafficking involves labour and other forms of exploitation or includes them, APT is particularly concerned with the trade in people for commercial sexual exploitation.
Mm. And this is male, female and children, isn't it?
It is. Now we focus, because the problem is so large, we focus on women who are being exploited for sexual exploitation.
Mm-hmm. And where are these women coming from?
Well, they're coming from Eastern Europe and parts of Africa into Ireland. Now, it's a worldwide phenomenon, so there are waves of people coming, but those are the people that we have most information about.
Mm-hmm. And what are the main causes of trafficking?
Yes, what are the causes? Well, on the one side, it's people who are vulnerable are open to being tricked into or lured or coaxed or whatever into a situation where they're trafficked. So vulnerability through poverty or hunger, it can be caused by war. We only have to think of where our Irish soldiers are at the moment to realise that people, especially women and children there, are very vulnerable. Mm. But the other side is that without a demand, and this is the sad thing, without a demand for women in sexual exploitation, there wouldn't be this trade in people.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, does APT try and campaign on their behalf with our government?
Yes. One of the things we do is to lobby and campaign. So, for example, before the last two, well, one is a bill, it has come into operation since May of this year, the Criminal Justice Act on Human Trafficking. It was a bill until May, it's now an act. And also for the present bill dealing with immigration, residence and protection, we have been lobbying. And prior to that, we were lobbying to have legislation brought in. But we also are involved in awareness raising and networking with other NGOs. So we have been involved, I suppose, at all sorts of levels.
Mm. And do you get to meet the women themselves?
Now, as APT, we don't meet the women. That would be done by a group called Rohama. And many of you are familiar with the NGO Rohama.
Mm-hmm.
And that group focused particularly on the protection of women. It used to be on women in prostitution, but it has widened out now because of the need to women who have been involved in trafficking.
Mm.
And they, for example, would provide protection for the women. They'll give them one-to-one support, help them with advocacy, provide education and counselling. Because as you can imagine, a woman who has been trafficked into sexual exploitation has been through a terrible trauma, continuous and solid weeks, months of raping.
Mm.
So someone who has been raped at such, you know, to such a degree, has been through such trauma that it takes quite a while for her to recover.
Of course, of course.
If at all
yes,
she can.
If she can, yes. Now, you talked to me earlier about the four P's.
Yes.
What are that?
Well, we look at the first one is prevention. Obviously, if we can prevent it from happening, that's important. Protection is the second. Policy or legislation is the third, and prayer, we could say, is the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
In prevention, well, in the countries of origin, it's about education. It's about bringing home to people there just how easy it is to be lured into a situation where they are actually under the control of others. And victims, remember, don't agree to be trafficked.
Mm.
Nobody would agree to be held hostage or to be held under the conditions. So they're lured by false promises. It might be for money. It might be a good job. They might be told, oh, yes, you'll be working in a lovely hotel or you'll be working in whatever. You'll get a better life. So that's one thing. So education and whatever can be done about strengthening the position of women in the country of origin. The protection, well, it's very important that protection is written into legislation. But protection is something like giving them the proper medical treatment. You can imagine a woman who's been through this, what they need.
Yeah.
So they need access to emergency medical treatment. They need to hear in their own language what's available to them.
Right.
They need counselling and information and services. So those are the first two.
Yes.
Policy then is from the government. And at present, the government has brought in, as I say, one of the bills has been passed into an act, and one is on at the moment, is in the process of moving through the Dáil and the Seanad. That's the what we call the Immigration Residence and Protection Bill.
Yeah.
And the government has also set up a high-level group on trafficking, which, of course, is very good, because that is to work together with NGOs for the prevention, the awareness raising, the prosecution of the trafficker, the protection of the victim, and the responding to trafficking at all levels.
Mm, very important. Yeah. And finally, you said there's a prayer element.
Yes. I think we can sometimes, you know, forget, you know, the difference it makes to pray for people, and that we pray for people who are being trafficked. We pray also for the traffickers, that they will look for other ways to make money. We mightn't realise this, but trafficking internationally, it's the third most profitable criminal activity, and it's an international crime.
Yeah.
So after arms and drugs trafficking, trafficking in people. So we have to pray also for the traffickers, and remember that the people who come along and use women, abuse them really, we should say, women who have been trafficked, we need to pray for them too. So prayer at every level.
It's needed.
It's needed. And to keep our focus on the woman's dignity, her self-respect, and ask, how can we help to restore that?